Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that when a Christian hates a brother, God charges him with murder. Hey, you better listen to this today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Do we have to make that any plainer? God said it, and it's right. And so, really, when you think of it, the hatred in your heart. Now, this is not dealing with even the forgiveness, because if that brother doesn't seek forgiveness, he can't be forgiven. My Lord had forgiveness in his heart for me, even before I was born, before I had ever committed my first sin. I was born with a sin nature, yes. But do you realize that he already had love in his heart and forgiveness in his heart towards me? But that forgiveness wasn't extended or wasn't granted, should I say. It was always there for the offering, because he offered his life as sacrifice for my sin. But you see, he couldn't give me forgiveness until I came to him in repentance and faith. You can't forgive somebody if they don't come to you and ask for forgiveness, confessing, you know what, I did do this, I was wrong, please forgive me. Look, I've got family members, as of this time that I'm talking right now, that, boy, they've done some evil things. I've got friends that were close to me at one time, and they've done some evil things. Now, my heart still says I want to forgive them, but I can't restore them. Even though the forgiveness is in my heart, I can't restore them till they come confess they're wrong and ask forgiveness. I've heard that statement so many times, about makes me sick. They'll say about somebody, they're living in all kinds of sin, they say, well, you just got to forgive them. You just got to love them and forgive them. No. You don't justify their sin with the word forgiveness. You let them know there's forgiveness for their sin if there's repentance. But just saying, oh, you just got to love them and forgive them. You know what? You have a standard and you say, no, they need to confess their sin and make it right with God or make it right with somebody they've wronged. They get upset, your people around get upset because you feel that way. They're unforgiving of you until you drop it. So, just understand, you've got to be careful of these little sayings the world has. It sounds, well, that sounds all right. That sounds good. It makes us feel good. But the truth of the matter is, it is wrong, 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 wrong. To hate a brother means that God charges you with what? Well, verse 15 here, 1 John chapter 3 is very clear. There's no dilly-dallying about it. He charges you with murder. Hating a brother, God charges you with murder. Now, are those words mine, or are they the Holy Spirit of God's words? Well, belongs to God. So how can I be just in holding hatred in my heart continually? My friend, I cannot be just and do that. There is no way I can be just and hold hatred in my heart continually towards a brother. So, or sister, kin. So I must have forgiveness already in my heart to extend to that person if they come to seek forgiveness. Now we say, well, You don't know how bad a thing they did to us. You don't know what they did to us. No, I don't. I've had people that have hurt me badly, did some terrible things to me. I've got to admit, there was a time I did have physical murder in my heart. I thought about killing somebody at one time. Came very close to doing it. And I, you know, somebody said something to me, but I believe God used that something to stop me. God stopped me. But I was already planning how I was going to do it. Now, if that's how far you go along, that's how far you go along. That's many, many, many years ago. But it told me that I'm just as depraved as anybody I had anger in my heart towards. And I, you know, I don't hate the person, don't even hate the person this day. But I was angry with the person, very angry. However, if they don't come to you and seek for forgiveness, yet they're saved, but they won't come, they won't make it right, although it's in your heart to forgive them, they lose their reward and they're saved so as by fire. Now, again, you may have to sit down, instead of trying to call them on the telephone, sit down and write them a letter, send them an email or something of that nature, and just say, look, this is what happened. This is what you've done. I really want to forgive it. But I've got, you must admit to me you're wrong and apologize. Ask me to forgive you. Apologize, you know. And you've laid it out, then you just leave it there until they do. Just say, I won't bring this up again. It's in your lap. If you don't do anything with it, then that's up to you. But there's no forgiveness from me. There's no getting this right from me as much as I want to do it until you make this right. So again, if you allow the wrong that they've done cause the anger of hatred in your heart, you lose your reward too. See, you cannot blame them about your own heart. God holds you responsible for your own heart. God has commanded us in John 13, 34 and 35 to love one another as he loved us. Not just love our neighbor as ourselves. No. Love them as Christ loved. He gave himself for us. Wow, that's strong. So we love as he loves. Now, my friend, Satan is a spirit. Because we cannot see him, it is easy to not discern that he has successfully infiltrated your mind in this thing. It also means that you have descended to the same level as the person who has wronged you. Now, whether you develop a grudge or an unforgiving spirit, you then break your own fellowship with God yourself. Don't forget, Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You do all to stand, but you also do all to withstand when the Satan comes back and attacks you. Yes, their unconfessed sin, just like yours, is such that regardless of our reason of not to forgive, robs us of reward, just like if they're saved and they won't repent, they won't make it right, they lose reward. Isn't that interesting? The very person that you have something against is the very person that you allow yourself to lose your reward over. Saved so as by fire. Wow. when we think of this, I had a man in one of my churches. Let me just say it that way. In one of my churches, I had a man, and that man actually caught his wife in adultery with another man. And my question to him was, "You're not going to kill the guy, are you?" And he said, "No." He says, "If my wife will cheat with him, neither one are worth going to jail over." Well, that just kind of, I said, "What?" You know, he was going to commit the sin of physical murder, and I didn't think he would. But it made me ask myself, and I didn't say anything to him, but would he have forgiveness in his heart if they both tried to make it right? So again, that's just something that comes to my mind. I think his wife made it right with him, but nonetheless, I don't know that the other man did. But what a shame that is. What a shame that is that sin can get in and do such terrible things. And here we see somebody that was not willing to confess sin, make things right, but you've got to have it in your heart that if they confess, that you forgive them, just like Christ has it in his heart. We walk even as he walked. So we've seen the murderer is identified by his hatred of brethren. But the next thing I want you to see is the murderer's ignominy. Not only identified, but his ignominy. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 3, "When the wicked cometh, then cometh also content, and with ignominy, reproach." Now, this ties in with the last portion of our text verse here in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15. Okay, so that just ties right in with it. "And ye know, no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." Now, so they're not living with eternity in view. They're not living with reward in view. They're not living with any of that. Now, that word ignominy, because of its definition in the 1828 Webster Dictionary, which I think is the best one to use, especially for a King James Bible. Here are some of the definitions, and by the way, the King James is the only Bible you should be using anyway, but here are some of the definitions, and there were many definitions on this word ignominy in Webster's 1828 dictionary, but here are just a few of them. First, it had incurring disgrace, saved so as by fire, or shamed at his appearing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for